It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer.
Now, you'd think that would be friends and family singing the most wonderful time of the year. But, you know, there's also a whole other group of people that think it's a wonderful time of the year to scam you. We've got with us online security expert Robert Siciliano to talk about some of the 12 scams of Christmas. Good morning, Robert. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning to you.
So let's talk about some of these scams. Do they sort of, decorate them for the holidays so they kind of seem different than ones we would have found, 10 other months of the year?
That certainly seems to be the case. Every year, McAfee puts out their 12 scams of Christmas, and what we always find is that there are always new scams and there are new twists to old scams. This year is no different, one being the fact that many people are now shopping on their mobile devices, and so what we're seeing is applications that people would download to their digital devices that are infected. So if you have, say, an Android or an iPhone, you might go to Google Play or you might go to iTunes, and when you download those apps, generally you're going to be in pretty good shape. However, when people go outside of the walled gardens of Google and Apple to download apps from third parties, sometimes they're malicious, which means that your usernames and passwords for all your different accounts can be compromised, along with credit card information if you were to order something online. So never download apps from third parties. Always get them from trusted sources.
Let's talk about some of the things what people do with the holidays. They go on trips. They're traveling. And maybe they're, their guard is down a little bit because they're in good spirits, as it were. What advice do you have for that sort of a...
Yeah, so this time of the year, you also have to be careful that when you're, say, ordering tickets online, you go into some travel website, that make sure you're getting your stuff from a legitimate site, one that you know, like, and trust, that you're familiar with. People travel infrequently, so when you're searching for a particular, trip, you may end up on some website that you have no idea who or where it is. And then you just end up giving your credit card information away. You get to the airport and you don't actually have tickets to anything. So make sure that you are, going with an Expedia or go right to Delta or whatever, somebody that you know. In addition to that, once you get to your destination, there are hackers that are seeking out your Wi-Fi, meaning that if you have unprotected Wi-Fi, say at the hotel or at an internet cafe, your wireless device, laptop, mobile phone, and so forth, if you're on the public Wi-Fi, your data can be sniffed out. So always have some type of a virtual private network, like an encryption software, to protect any wireless communications when you're traveling.
The holidays are just about here, and we hear on other radio stations, not on this one, but other radio stations about, if you're looking for love, this is what you ought to do. What about scams out there regarding finding holiday romance?
Loneliness sometimes trumps common sense. And look, we've all been there, right? We've all been lonely at one point. You're looking for love, and when that happens and you're online, complete strangers contact you, or you contact them for that matter. Whether a man or woman, you end up communicating with this person, and within 24 hours, they start talking about love and marriage and kids and how they're so happy to have you in their life, and before you know it, they are fulfilling some type of a loneliness need that you had. They've replaced loneliness with good feeling, and then people kind of get dumb. They start busting out their credit card. The bad guy says, "Listen, I want to see you, and so I want to fly you to see me." And then next thing you know, they say, "Well, in order to let's do this right, let's go Dutch, and then I'll buy the ticket, but wire me half the money." And once you wire them half that money, you've just given your money to a bad guy. And next thing you know, they need the other half of the plane ticket. And then they want more money. And they'll give you some type of a sob story. So always be careful of that.
Today with online security expert Robert Siciliano this morning, they talk about conning somebody. And I always remember the confidence man. He's sort of the guy who, and that's what it's all about. If you get confidence, if you think this person is real, they have to build confidence with you. There's these, you have phony e-tailers, which I guess is something where you think it's something that's there, and they present themselves as what they are, but at some point they vanish with your money, more than likely.
Yeah, you're 100% correct on the conning and the social engineering. That's what it's all about. The majority of these scams are designed to make you believe that everything's legit. And so whether it's that online data, whether it's that mobile application, or whether it's that website that you visit, because you found it in the first couple of pages of search, you say, well, if it's in search, it's got to be legit, right? You get there, and it looks like it's a legitimate website. You know, all the colors are there, and the logos are there, and everything's fine. But once you start entering credit card information and to order products or services, you may never get that product because bad guys set up these phony e-tail websites over the holiday season. They get it high up in search, and then as soon as the holidays are over, they disappear. But so does your credit card information.
Online, electronic technology, always good for coming up with new words, new names. Smishing. You have a holiday smishing. What is that?
So smishing is to text messages what phishing is to email. So you get a text message that says, hey, you have an opportunity to buy an iPad 2 mini for $200, which is a too-good-to-be-true offer. And next thing you know, you're clicking links in this text message. It's a smish. And you go to a website that asks for your credit card information. Now you've just given your credentials to a bad guy, and that same smish, when you click that link, can download a virus onto your mobile device. So anytime it's a too-good-to-be-true offer, or for that matter, any links in text messages, always be suspect.
Can you give us some advice on, many people think they're tech-savvy, that they know how to deal with emails, and so they either become overconfident and they don't, suddenly something sneaks underneath their nose and they don't know about it, as opposed to other people who think everything out there is nefarious and I shouldn't trust anything. How do you get a balance between those two?
Well, you do need to up your scam intelligence, you know, be aware of the ruses the bad guys use, up your security intelligence, know what the basics are, make sure your devices are updated. Like, if you know enough to update your operating system, whether it's on your laptop, your desktop, or your mobile device, then you're in pretty good shape there. Like, if you update your operating system, you're updating your critical security patches. If you're updating your antivirus, anti-spyware, anti-phishing, and firewall, generally you are pretty aware of what you need to do. Updating your browser to the latest, greatest version. These are all basic fundamental things. And as long as you're doing those different things, looking out for the different ruses that go on out there, you know, knowing that, yeah, it can happen to me, and always being on guard. But again, you know, there being a balance of security versus functionality, generally most people should be in pretty good shape. Like, I see this stuff all day, every day, so I'm aware of it. But I don't click links in the body of an email hardly ever unless I'm corresponding with a particular person. Or, like, let's just say I get my statement from my bank saying your statement is ready. I won't click the link in that email because anybody can create one of those emails and send it to me. So I'll go to my password manager or manually type the address into the address bar.
And this obviously is another one of those things you can do. Everybody has to be self-vigilant on keeping themselves safe from scammers, I would say.
Well, that's it, you know, and it's like anything else in life. You know, the more aware you are, the more in tune you are, the more research that you do, the better off you're going to be on any topic, for that matter. But security is one of those things we kind of shy away from. We'd rather somebody else do it for us. And certainly, you know, Microsoft's doing their part to keep their operating systems as updated as they can. You know, McAfee's doing their part to provide the consumers with their antivirus and so forth. But you as a consumer have to install the stuff. You have to be aware of what to look for. You know, my mom, she's one of those people that just, for whatever reason, just doesn't get it. And as much as I tell her, she just has a hard time understanding. But, you know, the more effort you put towards anything, the better off you're going to be at it.
You shouldn't become cynical, but you should just become sort of sensitive to there's a possibility out there that not everybody's looking out for your best interest.
Well, that's it, you know, and understand that there always has been, there is, and there always will be these bad guys out there, and they're always going to be trying to scam you. Like, take charities, for example. You know, right now, with the tragedy that's happening in the Philippines, we know that there's going to be millions, or there are millions of emails that are going out every day to consumers to get them to donate to the Philippines. And so we know this, so be aware of that. And if you get an email saying, hey, donate to the Philippines, that doesn't necessarily mean it's a scam, but you should be aware that that could be happening. So if you want to donate, like, go directly to redcross.org or something, opposed to just, you know, randomly clicking links in an email that you receive.
We've been talking today with Robert Siciliano, McAfee Online security expert. People want to find out more of what you're talking about, maybe get a list of some of those scams so they can kind of at least be aware that something looks familiar or you know, could be have a problem. What's the best way for them to do that?
Real easy. Head right to McAfee.com, which is McAfee.com.
Robert Siciliano, thanks for sharing the time and the good advice this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.